Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Aleph, the end of the first parak. Hashem, we'll see how the voice goes throughout the shir. Bez Hashem, Hashem Yazor. Just one announcement. If anybody's interested in the Haggadah Shirim, anybody who couldn't make it last night, the first of two Haggadah Shirim should be on the web already, or by this morning, should be on the website. Again, either yutorah.org or cbey.org. It should be there, and past years are there as well. Okay, Yudim Abeis. We are up to the eighth statement of Rava regarding Chol HaMoed. V'yom Rava, Praktmatya, Kol Shehu Asur, any type of business is Asur to do on Chol HaMoed. Why should business be Asur, opening up your store? Why should it be Asur? This is machlokas between the Rasha and the Muki Yosef. The Rasha has its Tircha, just like many of the other halachas Rava quoted, it's a Tircha issue, while the Muki Yosef says it's Gzera Shem Yichtov. So Gzeira, just like on Shabbos, there's an Isra Mekachu Memkar, one reason given Hashem Yichtov. So too, when it comes to this Prakmati on Chol HaMoed, Gzeira Hashem Yichtov. You're not allowed to write on Chol HaMoed either, unless it's Davar HaAvid, unless it's a real need. So too, here. Acharonim say, what's the nafkamina between the reasons, if it's Tircha or Hashem Yichtov? So nafkamina might be, could you be Makdish something on Chol HaMoed? Could you give something to the Beis HaMikdash? So if you say Shem Yechtov, maybe it's also Asr, because you record all transactions that you do. So here too, it might be Asr. While if it's Tircha, it's not no Tircha, you just say it. You just say, you know, it goes to the Beis HaMikdash. So that might be enough Kabida that between the two reasons. Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, B'davar HaAvid Mutter, but B'davar HaAvid is Mutter. Pragmatia, if it's for Davar HaAvid, is Mutter. So what exactly does this include? What is included by Pragmatia and Davar HaAvid? So the Tosfos is pretty chamor. Tosfos is pretty machmir. Bottom Tosfos, Pirish B'davar, Shemo Yikarena Ata, Shema Lo Yimkrena Yafa Pamacheres, V'yafsid Min HaKeren. If you don't sell it now, you might come to lose some of the principal. You might not ever be able to sell this as cost. That's what's allowed on Chol HaMoed. Aval and lo yafsim and akeren. But if you're not talking about principle, it's just that you won't be marviach kolkach. You won't make as much of a profit. So that's not called davar ha'avid, and that would not be allowed. That's Tosfos. The Rush though is a little more makel. The Rush here says that let's say there is something that can be bought for a certain price on Chol HaMoed, and after Chol HaMoed is not going to be at that price. There's a certain sale for a certain amount of time. According to the Tosfos, it would be usher. According to Tosfos, it's only about if you lose the principal. That's davar ha'avid. But the Rosh in Simen Chav Gimel says no. If there's a shayaro shel sochrim, there's a bunch of merchants, and they bring out a lot of schorim, mochrim bezol, they sell it for cheap, and they're having a sale right now. Let's say their holidays work out to be like our holidays, and the sale's going to be finished after Chol HaMoed. That is considered a davar ha'avid, loss of profit, and one would be mutter. Umochrim debenias revachu hefsid, kiven the davar she'ino matsuyu. If you're not going to be able to find it afterwards, you're allowed to buy it. That is the sheet of the Rush. It's easier to machlokas between Tosfos and the Rush. How expanded, how flexible is my heter of davar ha'avid in terms of buying and selling things on Chol HaMoed? The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Tavkuf Lamed Tes Dalid seems to paskin like Tosfos at the beginning. Im yesh lo schora shemoyim karena ato yafsed akeren. Then mutter l'machra. But if you're not going to lose the principle, no. But then he quotes, Mikol Makom, quoting the Rush, if it's in a place where you're not going to be able to buy it, berevach, v'yotzi yosel l'simchas yantif, but if it's a place, let's say you can make more money, and maybe you'll spend some of that extra money that you make on simchas yantif, so then mutter l'mkar. So then you're allowed to go and sell it and buy it for yantif. But then he adds, v'nireli, it appears to me, very unusual in the Shulchan Aruch to have a v'nireli. V'nira li shelo nemru dvarim halalu. All these haterim that I'm giving you is only v'mishiyish lo maus muatim. V'chas aleim ilahotzi ko'ach l'sivchas yatif. If you're so, you know, short on your finances, and if you would, you're really counting the pennies, and if you would do this transaction, you'd really spend a little more on yatif. That's where I give you the heter. But if it's Baruch Hashem, and most of us, you know, most of us could be that we're basically, we have what we need, Baruch Hashem, and we want to know if we can get a sale, make some a few dollars, lose a few dollars. So in that type of case, as the Shulchan Aruch, I'm still not supportive of it. Again, it's Chol HaMoed. If you really need to, you really need to. But otherwise, otherwise not. But again, the minhag olam in many places is to be mako if there's a real sale. The Shmir Shabbos paskins this way. It's Simon Samach Zayin. Imam Nanu Choshe Shema Lo Yimsa Liknos Acharei Achag Osha Habichir Yale Hu Yafsin Mikaspo. So there are coolest to be found. Of course, Rav Moshe in the footnotes that if you're in a place, you're visiting somewhere, and they don't have this object where you live, so you want to buy it now, you happen to be there on Chol HaMoed, let's say you're traveling on Chol HaMoed. So then also, one could be mekel to buy it. That might be called a Davar Ha'av. Okay, that's all about the definition of Davar Ha'avid when it comes to Prakmatia. Ravina Havi Lehahu Iska. Ravina had something that could have been sold for 6,000 rubles, $6,000, 6,000 whatever the currency. And he waited to sell it after Chol HaMoed. He sold it for 12,000. It just shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of those who take care of his laws. Ravina Avimasek Zuzei Bibnei Akra Deshunisa. Ravina was owed money by people who live next to the Shunisa River. He came in front of Ravashi, Can I go collect today? I know they're all home now. Right? They're all Chalamoid, so can I go collect my money today? Since today they're around, you know they're around, and other days they're not. So, kipragmatia ha'avidami vishari. So if this is the only day that you'll be able to collect, so therefore you're allowed to go and collect the money from them, it's going to be mutter. So that's, again, davar ha'avid is a big discussion, what exactly is called davar ha'avid or not. So it says you're allowed to go and collect. Yeah? What would be the isser? It might be included in pragmatia. You know, getting paid back a loan. If you say Shema Yechtov, definitely Shema Yechtov. If it's Tircha, right, you might not be Tircha. Some of the Rishonim I saw are Medayik, he wants to go there. What if he's just staying where he is and getting the money without doing anything? Maybe that would be totally Mutter because of the issue that there's no Tircha. Maybe there's at least a little Tircha issue now that he has to go there. Tanya Gab Nami Gabi Avodah Zarah, Kiya Gabra, we have a similar idea by Avodah Zarah. What about Avodah? Not real Avodah Zarah, but a case that touches on Avodah Zarah. Holchin Liyarid Shal Akum. Go down to, one is allowed to go to a Yerid of an Akum. A Yerid is it's a shuk, a marketplace of an Akum. Velokhim beheba avadim. And you're allowed to go and buy their animals and servants. Vishvachos, uvatim, sadus, vakramim, fields and houses and vineyards. Vikose, vumala, koshalahem. And you're allowed to even write up the documents in their courts. You're not allowed to go to their courts to have a din Torah, that's a nisad daraisa, but just to work out documents of sales and you wanna buy some of these items, that you're allowed to fill out their kind of documents. But beishu kamatzel miyadam, because if you're saving them, meaning you're not gonna get them at another time, they're having this yirid, this marketplace now, so therefore it's mutter to go down. The Meiri adds just an important ha'ara. He says afa pi shehi beir shel avodah zarah. Even though it's in a city of idol worshippers, the Yeshba Yobeid, and let's say they're having a holiday at that time, and that's where they're having this Yerid now, Ho'el Ve'ein Ba'meches La'Avodah Zarah, since there is no specific tax that goes to the church, that goes to the Avodah Zarah, so Mutter Leilech. If there would be a tax, then you wouldn't. If Yidavka, a percentage goes to the over the Avodah Zarah, you know, issues. But here it's not. It just happens to have a sale in honor of their holiday. Still Mutter Leilech Ba'bismana, you let it go there. Achash Etvarim Eilu Nimsan Ba'hazmana B'shas HaYerud. Right, because you don't have any other chance to get it. He does quote that V'gadoli Mefarshim Osrim, he quotes some Rishonim that say that it's Osir unless you're getting paid back a loan, because that's the Lashon of Matzil Miyadam. But he says, I think Matzil Miyadam just means you're not going to get a chance to do it afterwards, so therefore I'm calling it Matzil Miyadam. So one of the Achronim say that interesting, I never saw that Yerid, it's called the Yerid in Mesachas Avodah Zarah and other places. Why is it called the Yerid? You go down, it's always in the lowest point of the city. Yerid. No, because all these places were very low. Yerid, Yored. When all of these over the Avodah Zarah get together and for a marketplace and to have parties, it's a Yerid. It's a Yerid. We could, you know, the Umos Ha'olam, they get together in these areas are going down in their Avodah of... they also have Avodah Hashem. They have Shevet Mitzvot, they have to do too. Okay, let's continue. Rav Shara Lachia Barashi... L'migdal ohare b'chol demodaya, Rav allowed Chiya Barashi to make traps on Chol HaMoed, ori, or traps for fish. My time, I said, you do, because this is not something professional. It's a ma'isa hedyon, and therefore you can make these fish traps. Aval izli usser, but izli, which are bird traps, they're somewhat more professional. Usser, my time and ma'isa umanu. That's ma'isa uman, and therefore it is not allowed. Magen Avraham in Hilchos Chol HaMoed just quotes this izli and says, why should it be usser? Machshirei ochel nefesh are mutter Chol HaMoed, even if it's a ma'isa uman. We know ochel nefesh is mutter on yantif. Machshirei ochel nefesh, preparatory stages to food preparation, that's usually usser, unless Rabbi Yehuda says, if you couldn't have done it before yantif, you're allowed to do it on yantif. But ask the Magen Avraham, setting out the trap, isn't that machshirei ochel nefesh? You want to catch the birds in order to eat on yantif? So the Magen Avraham assumes that, no, that's machshirei de machshirei. That's too much removed. To build an oven, to use, okay, that's ochel nefesh. Stuff like that. But in building the net to catch the bird, putting out the net, okay. But building that to catch the bird, that's too early in the process. That's machshirei de machshirei. And therefore, it would not be allowed if it is a ma'isa uman. Okay. Even for yantif. I skipped a line. Rav Yehuda Sharela Ami Tanura Lemigdal Tanure. Rav Yehuda allowed Ami, the oven maker, to make these ovens. Again, that's Machshiri Yechon Nefesh. Ularabar Isvi Lemigdal Mahulta. And Ularabar Isvi to be Megadel Mahulta, to make sieves and sifters. Aini, can he really do this? Vatani Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Vishavin Shein Gold Lantana Lachachila. We learned that you can't make the oven. What do you mean he allowed him to make the oven? Lo kasha, kami mosachama, kami mosachshamim. It depends if it's the rainy season or the summer season. So that, what that really means is Sukkot or Pesach. We're talking about Chol HaMoed. If it's Sukkot, where it's the rainy season, and when once you make the oven, it's not going to dry so quickly because it's the fall and it's not so hot. So therefore, this oven that you make is not really going to be ready till after Chol HaMoed. So that's when he says it's usser. But Pesach time in the spring, when it's hot and it's going to dry pretty quickly, and it's going to be ready by the time Chol HaMoed is finished. Before Chol HaMoed is finished, you can use it for yantif. So that's when it is mutter. So what does Yosachami, Yosachshamim really mean, and Rashi explains, is Sukkis and Pesach Chol HaMoed. Okay, next Mishnah. Last Mishnah in the first parak. Osin ma'akel l'gag ulemir peses ma'isa hedyot. A person is allowed to make a fence, a ma'ake, for his roof, and merpeses for his porch, ma'isa hedyot, which is ma'isa hedyot. He can't do any professional work, but he can do it ma'isa hedyot. Avalo ma'isa uman, but he can't do something professionally. What type of ma'ake are we talking about here? What type of ma'ake are we talking about? The Ravid holds, if you look in the Tosfos Arash, the Ravid holds that this is not a ma'ake shel mitzvah. We know there's a mitzvah to build a ma'ake. Says the Ravid, we're not talking about a ma'ake shel mitzvah for a number of reasons. Number one, if it's a ma'ake of a mitzvah, of course you're allowed to build it. We're going to have limitations to what type of ma'ake you're going to build. If it's a ma'ake of a mitzvah, do the mitzvah, number one. Number two, says the Ravid, quoted here, the Tosfos Arash, as we mentioned before, for some reason, on this Masechta, the Tosfos Arash is always quoting the Ravid. He says, because the Ravid, the la mitzvah ma'ake ka'amar, de mir peses la mitzvah mitzvahi. Another reason, mir peses, a porch, we have a special drush in the Sifri, that a mir peses does not require a ma'ake. Right? It's a porch, only a gag requires a ma'ake, not a mir peses, which are not a mir peses, like we have mir pesot, you know, all the way up, but a mir peses is a lower structure. And he quotes other rides as well. So therefore the Ravid holds that what we're talking about here is a ma'ake litznius, just a wall that you want to put up for privacy. Not a ma'ake limitzvah. The Meiri quotes this and argues. The Meiri says, no, talking about a ma'ake limitzvah, and you have to answer up all of the questions. What you think is merpeses, I say no, there's another word that it might be merpeses, and even if it's l'shei mitzvah, you can't do all mitzvahs on Chol HaMoed. You can't leave it for Chol HaMoed. So there's a machlokas between the Ravid and the Meiri, two of the Chachmei Provence, southern France, so that is that's the machlokas. Again, they might be arguing what we touched on a couple of days ago about the nature of the mitzvah makkah. How much is it a positive mitzvah? How much is it just removing the danger? So a nice ha'ara in the Emek Bracha, where Pramachik says, either way, let's say according to the Meiri, that it's a makkah of a mitzvah. It's a makkah of a mitzvah, so let's say it's on your roof. So it's saying that you have to build a makkah. What's the chiddush? Isn't that a davar ha'avid? Doesn't that mean there's sakana there? There's no greater davar ha'avid than the situation where you have to build a makkah. Sakana's nefashis. There's no greater davar avid than that. So what do you see from this? Says the Emek Bracha, you see from this that sometimes there's going to be a chiv of ma'akeh even if the danger is not so apparent. Even if the danger is, it's not sakana krova. There are some situations where people know not to go up to roofs. It's not used so much. There's ledges before it. But still it's going to be a mitzvah makkah. There are going to be situations where there's a mitzvah makkah, even where the danger is not apparent. So you can have a case where you have to build a makkah that's not davar ha'avid. That's his raya from this Gemara. Because the fact that some Rishonim say, the Meiri says, that this is a mitzvah makkah, and there's no issue of davar ha'avid here, it must be that there's a chiyuv of makkah sometimes, even where there is no davar ha'avid. Nimseida lemeidim sha'asiyas makkah lagag, ein bachshash sakana krova. Sometimes it is. But sometimes it's not. It's a din mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. That's why only the Maisa Hedyot is mutter. So we have the Ravid, the Meiri, and the Emek Bracha. Yeah.
If it was a Sakana Krova,
it's for sure mutter. If it's Mamash Sakana's the Fascist, there's no greater. If you could go for a sale to make some extra money, so I think you could for sure, you know, protect somebody's life. Sakadosh Tafashas. That was the Emek Bracha's point. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is including a case where there's not apparent Sakad. So, says the Mishnah, you can build the Makkah only Maisa Hedyot and not Maisa Uma, not professionally. Shofen has a stuck in. Let's say somebody has to fix their roof. So, you're allowed to fix up the stuck in. Actually, this one, according to some, it's talking about a roof. The Ritva says about a roof. Rashi says talking about your oven. You're allowed to fix up, smooth out the cracks in your oven that you want to use for yantif. And you're allowed to use a big stone roller to smooth it out. Biyad, or just to smooth it out with your hand. Beregel, with your foot. But not with a mechletzayim, which is a type of kli that you push down very hard, and it's a little more professional. So you're not allowed to use that on chalaboi. How about mimachik in this case? But either way, it's l'sarach hamoed, and it's a maisa hedyos. Therefore, it would be mutter, even though it's smoothing. Even though it would be smoothing, but it would be okay. Hatsir v'hatsinor v'akar v'minu v'mafteyach. All the different parts of your door, the hinge, v'tsinor, the socket, v'akora, and the pole that goes into the socket, v'minu the lock, v'mafteyach, and the key. Shenishbaru. In all these cases, if any of these things broke on Chol HaMoed, Misaknan B'Moed, you got to be fix it. Why? Because if you can't lock the door of your house, there's no greater davar of it. People are just going to come in and walk away with whatever they want. So you got to fix the door, any parts of the door to Chol HaMoed. Ubavachli is kamin lasos malachta b'moed. As long as you didn't specifically schedule this to be fixed on Chol HaMoed. V'chol, last line, v'chol kvashet yuyachol lecho mehem b'moed kovshan. Any pickled food that you could eat on Chol HaMoed, so you're allowed to pickle it, even though pickling is one of the malachas we spoke about. Ma'abed is preserving the hides. That's what it was in the Mishkan. But really, the malacha applies to preserving anything, pickling a cucumber, pouring heavy salt on certain raw vegetables we spoke about. So in those kind of cases, but if you can be able to use it for yantif, so no problem, you're allowed to do it. Heichi de b'maisa hedyot. What's a maisa hedyot? In terms of building a makkah, Rav Yosef Amar behutzav adafna just means you put up some bushes. You don't build a professional wall. But masdisa tana tzar b'tzarav eino tach patit. You put the stones there, but you don't put the cement between the stones. That is what is allowed. Shavat es talking about gerasa on b'magela. You're allowed to fix up your oven. You're allowed to use a big rock and your hand and your foot. So ask the Gemara, Hashem Ma'agela Amrit Shari, B'yad HaBaragami Boy. Once the Mishnah says that you can use a Ma'agela, which is a big stone, to push down, of course you can use your hand and your foot. What's the Chiddush? Hachikamar. So you're right. This is what it means. The Mishnah never says anything about stones. This is how you should read the Mishnah. Safar is talking about Ma'agela Nosa. You're allowed to smooth it out. Ke'ein Ma'agela. Just like a stone would do, B'yad HaBaragel. But only using your hand and your foot. That's how you should understand the Mishnah. It doesn't mean you're using a ma'agela, but you're doing the same thing that a ma'agela does. But you can't use this other type of kli that pushes down very hard, because that is too professional. All the parts of the door that need to be fixed, you're allowed to fix on Chol HaMoed. But the Mishnah says in Maaser Sheni, that until the days of one of the Tanoim, they heard a hammer being hit. I mean, people used to do work in Yerushalayim. It's mashma ad yamav in mikan veilach lo. It sounds like only up until that time they did the work on Chol HaMoed, but after that time they didn't, until Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Right? Until after this time they didn't do the pot, you didn't hear the pot, you didn't have the hammer anymore. But what do you mean? The Mishnah says you can fix your oven. So our Mishnah sounds like you're allowed to do certain types of work.
But it sounds like from the Mishnah Maaseh Sheni that they didn't do any work on Chol HaMoed. So which is it? Were certain work allowed or not with the hammers? So the Gemara has four different answers. How do you answer up our Mishnah with the Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni? Lokash, akan b'denafchi, kan b'denagri. Number one, answer is maybe it depends on the profession. If you're talking about carpenters, so carpenters can be pretty quiet. They don't make so much noise. When they bang, it's only low noise. It's not so loud. When it comes to nafchi, the smiths, so that makes a loud noise. That would be usser, because that makes a big loud noise, and Rashi says, olu de kala is usser. Making loud noises on Chol HaMoed is usser. Answer one. Maskal, Rav Chisda says, 1 second. Yomer kala rabba usser kala zutta shari. What people are going to say, that loud noise is okay, and usser, and low noise is not usser. So what's the question? So some say it means low plug. You can't have distinctions like that in halacha. Loud noise, low noise. So that's the pashtus. Says Hashem said about halacha. Why not? That's the whole point. Zilzul Chol HaMoed is when there's a loud noise. So why can't? What do you need? You need a low plug. Loud noise is usser, quiet noise. So he says, no, the question is that everybody's going to say that what they're doing is not so much so noisy. And that's human nature. When there's something that's, not me, that's, I'm not doing that. My noise is quiet. It's giving everybody else a racket. No, that's the question. That everybody's going to say that they're making the quiet noise. Even though that you can have, theoretically, the loud noise a problem and a low noise not. Right? We have that on Shabbos, Av Shemilsa. Av Shemilsa is a concept that you're not allowed to have your loud machines working on Yontif. So that's why, let's say, a dishwasher and a dryer that make noise might be different than a light switch going on. There's no noise there. Or the Mishnah Eliezer has a shuva about sprinklers. Sprinklers going on Shabbos. In a bit of a situation that might not be included because there's no noise, really. It's quiet. So again, so he says, really, maker at the end, there can be a difference between loud and quiet. But the issue here is, says the Sharm Sarim Malacha, that everybody's going to say that they're doing quiet. Ela Amar of Chista, second answer, Lokasha, Habamagli, Habachatzini. The difference is the type of utensil you're using. If you're using a saw, that's quiet. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. If you're using an axe, that's what the other Mishnah is talking about, and that's what makes loud noise. Number three, Rav Papa Amar, Kan Kodem Gzeira, Kan Lachar Gzeira. Simple, our Mishnah is before it became Aser, before the time of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. But that Mishnah is talking about afterwards, after he Asered it. Rav Ashi Amar, number four, Harab Yehuda, Harab Yosi. Maybe it's a Machlokas Tanoim. Dabar of Yisla Bar of Dimi, Mantana Shinoi B'moed B'davar Ha'avid, Dilo Kereb Yosi. Who is the one that says that when you do a Davar Ha'avid on Yontif, you still require to do it in an unusual way? That is not like Kereb Yosi, because Kereb Yosi is more Mekel. So we say Kereb Yosi is the Mekel one. Our Mishnah would be like Kereb Yosi. That Mishnah would be like Kereb Yehuda. Amar Avina, finishing up, Kaman Matzlinan Ha'idna Kavyusa Dadasha B'chol Adamo Adaya. Who is the one that you could put back your door the normal way on Yontif, on Chol HaMoed, Kaman Kereb Yosi? That's like Kereb Yosi. You hold by Davar Ha'avid, you could do things in the normal way. You don't require a Shinui. Okay. Kvashin, last line of the Mishnah. Kvashin, Shuyachal Echa B'moed Kovshan. You're allowed to pickle things that require pickling, that if you're going to use them on Chol HaMoed. B'disa L'bay Kavri. There was a certain town that the river dried up, and there were all these fish that got washed up on the side of the river. Asa Kol Yalma, everybody from the city came, sowed, they trapped the fish. Some of Farshim say it's not really trapping. If a fish is lying on the ground, dried out, then it's trapped. Right? If you trap it on Shabbos, that's chai for trapping. It's already dead. It's sitting there on the ground. But it just means figuratively that they went and trapped and got them. Isukavra, they brought the fish home. Shawuluhu Rava Lamimlach Minayu. Rava allowed the people to heavily salt them. All of them, heavily salt them. Omer le'abayev artznan, kvashish yochel lechol lehem b'moi kovshan. Abay says, 1 minute, aren't you only allowed to salt and pickle items that are you going to use on Yontif? So they're not going to eat all this fish on Yontif. They all have so much fish, they're putting it away. So Amar Lei, Rav said, no. Kiven de Meikara, Daita de Achila, Isinu. They went to get them and they thought they were going to eat them. But Vishavik Lahu, Pasti, but now they brought them home. And if they would have left them there, fine. But now they have all this fish and they're going to get ruined if they don't pickle them. So therefore, Kiprak Mati Avid Dabi Vishari. It's going to be a tremendous loss for them if they don't take care of them, so it is mutter. So that's first version of the story. The question that Rav was asked was, could we pickle them? He allowed them to pickle them, or heavily salt them, after they brought them home. The Ikadami, there's another version of the story where it's even more lenient. Shari Le Rava Meitzar Mezel Azli Aisuye Umimlach. Rava allowed them to go in the first place, to take a lot of fish, and then come home and salt them. Same thing.
How could you allow it? So Amalei, Harinami Mzachli Agav Itzisa. So according to this, he has a different svar. He says, no, even the ones that are heavily salted are able to be eaten today in Chala Moed by squeezing them a lot. If you squeeze out all the salt, even these are able to be eaten. So everything is Lasar Chamoed, possibly. Kiyad the Shmuel, Abdullah Shisan Issi V'achal, like by Shmuel, they squeezed this salted fish 60 times and he was able to eat it. Same thing, the following, Rava Ikla the Beirish Galusa, Avila Shisan Issi V'achal. Rava went to visit the Reish Galusa, and they gave him fish that was very salted. He squeezed it 60 times, and he was able to eat it. Rav Ikla the Beirish Shapir, Rav visited Rav Shapir, Aishula Kamaya Hukavra, they brought in front of him a certain fish, Tilta Bishula, a third of it was cooked, Tilta Milcha, a third was salted, Tilta Tavya, a third was roasted, but he was able to eat the salted part. How? Must have been by squeezing it. Amar Rav. Armeli Adet Saida, once we're talking about fish, we have a couple of statements of Rav about fish that he heard from Abba, the fish catcher, Abba Saida. And we're going to see these lines appear to have no significance for us, but we'll see they're very important. Kavra Samach Lemisruche Mali. A fish always tastes the best right before it spoils. Right before the fish is about to go bad, that's when it tastes the best. V'yomar Rav Armeli Adet Saida also. Kavra Tavya Ba'achua. Rav says that Abba Saida told me, a fish should be roasted ba'achua, with its brother. What does with its brother mean? Salt. Because salt and fish both come from the water, so therefore that's why salt is called its brother. Asuke ba'avua, after you roast it with its brother, you shall dip it in its father. What's its father? Water. Water is called the father here. Michle bibre, eat it with its son. What's it, what's the son of the fish? That's the brine that comes out of the fish. That's what the son is. Ishle avua, but then drink it back with his father, meaning drink it with water. So Abba Tzaida is just saying, you know, the best ways, you know, there are certain professionals about which wine you have to eat with every meal. This is saying how the best way to, what the best way to eat fish is. There's a freshwater fish. I'm not a really bucky for with, well, there's no salt. There's no salt. I'm not sure, gotta ask Abba Tzaida. V'amarav, Amarli Abba Tzaida, one more, Let's wait with those last three lines for a minute. There's a very important Tosfos on this line, on this Gemara. Again, very off-quoted, little Gemara snuck in at the end of the first Berakha Moy Katan, where the Gemara says here that fish right before it spoils is the best. Tosfos says that's not true. Fish before it spoils is not good. Tosfos says, Ubizman azeh tofsim sakana lemechal samach lesirchon. Bizman azeh, right before the fish spoils, you get sick if you eat it. It's dangerous to eat fish right before it spoils. Vegam mishle avu, also drinking water next to it. So Tosfos has three answers. Number one, all these doctors here, Baruch Hashem. V'shema nishtanu kamo refuo shebashas. Sheni Tosfos bizman hazeh. Maybe nature has changed. Just like all the medicine in the Talmud, we don't do. There's already a cherem. There's a cherem from 1,000 years ago, in the time of the Gaonim. They made an excommunication. They made a cherem on anybody who uses the medicine that is described in the Gemara. They said, you're not allowed to use that kind of medicine. Why? Because our nature has changed. First of all, we don't know the exact proportions and the exact ingredients. That's one approach. But also, the Gaonim already said, nature has changed. Medicine has changed. People have changed. Mishtanu ativim. So therefore, that this is the source. Whenever you quote Mishtanu ativim, this Tosfos is quoted. That this is different today. It's dangerous today. Oshemen aras debavel malotfet. Maybe the rivers of Bavel were different. Maybe Kavra is not a dog. It's just the name of a specific dog. Tosfos doesn't like that shot. But anyway, this Tosfos is the source for Mishtanu ativim. This comes up all over. Again, if you want a big piece of it, Encyclopedia Rufus. Rabbi Steinberg, Dr. Steinberg, was translated by, actually, my father, Encyclopedia of Jewish Medical Ethics, but it has 20 pages on Nishtanu Ativim. Just to quote two or three of the Makoros, the Ramban discusses this in Parshas Bereishis. Amazing, Machlokas, Rambam, and the Ramban. We know at the beginning of time, people lived for a long time. You look at the beginning of Bereishis, the first 10 generations, they lived for hundreds and hundreds of years. Says the Rambam, it was only those people mentioned in the Torah. Everybody else lived normal lives. Those people mentioned in the Torah, Mesushelach, Peleg, Chanoch was already a little more normal like everybody else, 365. But nobody lived so long in those days, it was just those 10 people. Says the Ramban, why would you say such a thing? What was so special about these 10? They were all tzaddikim, these 10 people. They weren't tzaddikim. No, it was just that everybody lived along those days. And Nishtanu Ativim. Over time, after the Mabul, things changed. You already see after the Mabul, people didn't live as long. So you look at that Ramban in Perek Hey, Pasuk Dalet. The Ramban discusses how everybody lived a long time in those days. Bizman Hazeh, Nishtanu Ativim. Number one. Number two. The Ramban, we're going to talk about it in a minute as well. There is something quoted in Shulchan Aruch about eating meat and fish together. There's no kashrus issue. Fish is parav. But it's an issue of sakana. The Gemara Pesachim we had says that eating meat and fish together causes saras, causes leprosy. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Shulchan Aruch quotes this. Mishum sakana. That's why you have a separate meat fork. It's fish fork. Okay, that's what the Minhag Olam is to follow the halacha. To follow this halacha that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. There's a mystery why the Rambam does not quote it. The Rambam does not say, the Rambam says nothing about eating meat and fish together. So the big question is, why not? So the Chassam, it doesn't matter for our purposes because the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. But at least in Lamdis, why does the Rambam quote this halacha? It's a Mefurish Gemara, in Psachim. So the Chassam Sofer in a Tshuva, in Kuf Aleph, has a couple of suggestions. One of them is, the Rambam, Berov B'Ki'uso, B'Tivius U'Berefuos, because of the Rambam's amazing knowledge in nature and in medicine, Yada Dibir Recha and Amazik. He knows that this halacha doesn't apply today. He, with his chachma of refuah, he knew that nishtanu ativim. But he says, what could I do? He said, maybe he knew it was only a specific fish that doesn't apply today. That's the chazas over suggestion. Either way, he says, lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. So it doesn't matter for us. But again, that's nishtanu ativim. Just, this is part of the discussion of mitzitza. Of mitzitza by bris milah. Because some early sources say the reason we do mitzitza is mishum sakana. Because it was a danger to the baby not to do mitzitza. There are certain sakanas by doing mitzitza in certain ways. So again, that's also part of the discussion whether nishtanu ativim regarding the baby. One more, and then I'll also take your question. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Hilchas Shabbos that we know from the Gemara that it was believed that the third day after bris milah was the most dangerous. The third day, right? Third day, be also kovim by Shechem, by Avram Avinu. So are you, and they said, you had to wash the baby in hot water. So says the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Laman Aleph. Bizmana Gemara, that was true. But for Ha'idno lo nohagu rechitza klal. We don't wash the baby, we don't warm up hot water on Shabbos. Why? Mishnah Berurah, two words. Mishtanu Ativim. Shin Laman Aleph, Sivkatan Laman Aleph. So again, this comes up in all the times. There are a few examples, but this Tosfos is one of the early sources for it. Yeah.
Together as the residual for whatever it is.
Well, fish.
Otherwise, why did he accept that?
Why did Shulchan Aruch accept that? Okay, you have to know. I don't know. Sometimes the Shulchan Aruch will quote something that this doesn't. Bisman Azad, these things have changed. Leaving an onion and an egg open overnight. There are other things that are quoted. There's the whole issue of Mayim Gluyim, leaving water overnight. You worry that the snake put in the poison. So again, a lot of these the Shulchan Aruch already says. They just don't really apply Bizman Azeh because, you know, the nature has changed. But other times, for some reason, the Shulchan Aruch does not say anything about it. It just quotes this halacha, right? Maybe there's something behind it that we don't know. Maybe there's more reasons than that meet the eye. So again, the Shulchan Aruch decided for Klal Yisrael. So we follow the Shulchan Aruch, and for some reason, he did not accept that nature has changed in this area. And that's why, again, there are differences between this halacha, which is not kashrus, it's sakana, versus isurin. But again, this is part of the issue of nishtanu ativ. Okay, last two lines. The Amar Rav Amali Adet Saida Kavra Tachla V'Chelba Fish eating fish cress and milk Liton Gufa V'Lo Iton Peira. After you do this, then Liton Gufa, you should give your Gufa workout, meaning don't go to sleep, right? Don't lie down right after you eat all this. Take a walk V'Lo Liton Puria. Don't put a weight on your bed. After you're eating this dish, you're not supposed to lie down right away. The Maariv Chayis quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Deos. The Rambam writes there that you're not supposed to do a lot of exercise right after you eat. It's not too healthy. Okay, you want to walk a block, but you're going to get a stomach ache. You can do exercise before you eat, not after you eat. So this is an exception, says the Maariv Chayis. Here specifically, this food sits on you and you're not supposed to just go and lie down right afterwards. You're supposed to do some exercise, walk around, and then lie down. Yomar Rav, Omar Li Adet Saida, Kavar Tichla V'Chalba, Adet Saida told me, when you eat this dish, Mayav L'Shichra, you should eat it with water and not beer. Water is better than beer, Shichra V'Chamra, beer is better than wine. Okay, also an interesting line. So it says here, when they eat the fish and the cress and the milk, is there? We just spoke about that eating fish and meat together is sakana. What about eating fish and dairy? Fish and milk, is there any issue with fish and milk? So that is not as well known. It's a Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef discusses, and the question is it a mistake in the Beis Yosef? Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Kairu, does not quote this in Shulchan Aruch. He quotes this in the Beis Yosef. The Shulchan Beis Yosef in Siman Pei Zayin quotes that Ein le'echol dogim b'chalav b'pnei ha'sakana. So if you look in Aruch Haim Kuf Ayin Gimel, there it talks about meat and fish. doesn't talk about milk and fish. So the question is it a Tos Sofer? So Rav Avadia has a tshuva about this in Chelek Vav, Simen Mem Ches, 5-page tshuva, where he quotes 25 Makoros that say it's a mistake and there's nothing to worry about by fish and milk, and another 25 Makoros that say no, Kedarko Bakodesh, that there is some basis to this. There are people who went and asked doctors about this, and just like there's a danger by fish and meat, there's a danger by fish and milk. But he quotes, you know, I'm not so sure about it. He quotes both postkim on both sides. He quotes the Chidah that says, the Taz says it's a mistake. Most postkim seem to say that it is not something to worry about. He quotes not actual milk with chema, most are mako, but the last three lines of the tshuva, I don't have time to read the whole thing, he says, Yeshli himana milechal dagam b'chalav o emagvina, he says, you should withhold yourself to eating fish and milk, but only lebnei svarad, because the Ramah says no word about this. The Yotze Ashkenaz no'agim l'hakeb b'cholzeb. Bnei Ashkenaz, nothing, never heard of this. But Bnei Svarad, he says, one should try at least l'chadchila to be machmer for this. But again, here it says they eat milk and fish together. So maybe it's a raya to the, unless they have you have the crest in between, right? You have the tachli in between the two. So I'm not sure. Either way, the general minhag is not to be worried about that. Right, well, there should be different sakanas, Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. Right, but again, but Lachara, it's not anymore. But the question is, the minhag, that from what was, it was only accepted by the Sfaradim and not the Ashkenazim. That's how you have to formulate it. Okay, second parak. Let's say somebody started processing his olives, ve'iru ovel, and all of a sudden he became an ovel. What does it mean? That you put your olives on the press, you're about to smush them, you're about to squeeze them to get out the oil, and you became an ovel. So you can't finish the job. But if the olives are on the press and you don't press them, they're going to get ruined. They're finished. Oh, ones, or some other ones that you couldn't continue. Oh, shit, upalim, or your workers, you know, cut out on you. The worker that was supposed to do it, they said, sorry, we're leaving. So in all these cases, there are heterim. Toinkar Rishonim and Nichalach Armoi. The Rebbe Yehuda says you can at least start the job. You can, you're on Ischola Moed. How could you do this? Still, you're allowed to put down the first board and get some of the oil out. You can't continue. You can't finish, but you can at least do the beginning. Rebbe Yossi Omer Zolif Vegomer Vegaf Kedark. Rebbe Yossi says, no, you can do everything. You can finish the job. Once you're allowed to start, you're allowed to finish. The Ran has a line here in the Chlishi Aran that he thinks the Machlokas is like Kutru Dechuya. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's Dechuya, and therefore only a little bit, whatever you need is Mutter, not to lose everything. Do the first board. Rabbi Yossi says once it's Mutter. So therefore, you're allowed to do the complete job. Says the Gemara, Pasach Ba'av Avasim B'moed. The Gemara tells you what to do if something happened right before Chol HaMoed. So you're allowed to do this beginning job at Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah never finishes the story. What about Avelus? You became an Avel. The Mishnah doesn't say anything. So are you allowed to do the same thing on Avelus? You're allowed to do nothing? So there's a Machlokas. Amar Rav Sheshi Breid Rav Idi, Zoso Meres, Dvar HaMutarn B'moed, Asur Me'evlo. Rav Sheshi says, you know what you see from this Mishnah? The fact that there is no leniency given for Avelus, that the only Haterim here are for Chol HaMoed. That's when you're allowed to either start or even finish the job. But by Avelus, you could do nothing. Why? The Rush explains. Because by Avelus, you have other ways out. Other people aren't Avelim. So other people could do stuff for you. By Chol HaMoed, it's Chol HaMoed for everybody. So that's why you have to have some leniencies. But by Avelus, there's no leniency. There's an Isser Malacha by Avelus. So you're not allowed to do anything. Even the Heterim that were given in the Mishnah for Chol HaMoed. Onain also Onain is Onain is supposed to be involved in Sarchei Hames. That's a separate type of Isser, but also an Onain. Ravashi Amar Lomi Baika. Ravashi says no, just the opposite. Ravashi says Avelus is more Mako. Lomi Baibi may evil to me midrabanan hu vishari. Not only Avelus, which is midrabanan, that's mutter. That's not in the Mishnah. You know why? Because it's for sure mutter. Not only in Avelus is it mutter, because Avelus is drabanan. Avelus is drabanan. We've mentioned in the past that it's a major machlokes. No. Everybody agrees that the Isser Malacha of Avelus is Darabanan. That's for sure. Even the Rambam, who says Avelus Yom Rishon, is Daraisa. But the Isser Malacha of Avelus is Darabanan. The Rambam says that Mefurish, in Ilchas Avelus. It's based on a pasuk later on we're going to have on Daf Tezvav, based on a pasuk in Navi. The working on Chol HaMoed, working during Avelus is an Isser Darabanan. Even if the concept of Avelus might be conceptually Daraisa. So says the Gemara. Not only Avelus, which is midrabanan, you're allowed to do what's listed in the Mishnah. Elo afila b'moed, isser malacha daraisa, but welcome say the shara rabban. Even Chol HaMoed, which has an isser malacha on a daraisa level, even there, because there's hefsid here, the rabbanan allowed you to do it. So Rav Ashi says, Avelus is more Mako and not more Machber. Again, we discussed all the way at the beginning of the Masechta on Daf Beis, the Machlokas we've shown him whether Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed is Darabanan or Daraisa. Rashi and the Rambam all say it's Daraisa. Their biggest Raya is the line that we just read. It says Beferish, Issa Malacha Daraisa. Rabbeinu Tam says that Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed is Darabanan. How does he read this Gemara? So Rabbeinu Tam quoted in Tosis and Chagiga and Afir Ches says it doesn't really mean Daraisa. It's a very difficult reading. Daraisa just means it has a remez in the Torah, but it doesn't really mean Daraisa. That's how he has to read it. But Rashi, the Rambam, say that it's Mamish Daraisa. If it's Daraisa, so how do Chazal matter certain things? The answer is no, it's Masra Chazal Chachamim. This is a Daraisa that the powers to interpret it were given to Chazal to say what's included in the Daraisa and what's not included in the Daraisa. Usually you don't have that. Chol HaMoed is different. It's a Daraisa that Chazal are allowed to interpret. But it's... This is a... so maybe they hold like the other Shita. Okay, it doesn't sound like that's the issue that they're arguing about. But maybe you could say that Rabbeinu Tam doesn't give that answer. Rabbeinu Tam says he wants to give Pshat even in Ravashi. He wants to give Pshat even in Ravashi. Tani Kavase de Rav Shishi Bred Ravidi. So there's a riot to prove Rav Shisha. What does Rav Shisha say? That by Avelus it's all Aser. These are the things that you could do for an Avel during his Avelus. If his alds are already there, you could press them. You could close up his barrel. You could take his flax out of the soaking bin that it's soaking in. In all these cases, if you don't do it, it's going to get ruined. So you're allowed to do it for him. All these cases, though, he can't do it himself. That's the riot to Rav Shisha. Because in our Mishnah, rather, Ravashi says in our Mishnah, right, the Avil can do it, but the writer of Shisha is all these things can be done for him, but he can't do it himself. Vitzimra, lahalos mena yora, and the wool, you could take out of the cauldron where it's getting dyed, umar bisin sadeum shadigalon asamayim shalo, and he could water his field when it gets to his turn to water his field. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So that's already the raya to Rav Shisha. But the rest of the Amud is a continuation of the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, avzaron lo sada niyar, you could even plant in his plowed field, v'sada omedes lepishtan, and his field that you're going to plant flax in. You even allowed to plant for him. Amrlo, they say, no, you can't go that far. And lo tizra babachir, tizra bafel. Why do you have to plant right now? If you don't get the early season, you'll get the later season. That's not davar ha'avid. And lo tizra pishtan, tizra yinacher. If you lose out on the pishtan part of the year, you could get another part of the year. That's not davar ha'avid. Says he continues the brisa. In all these cases, let's say you need an artisan, a craftsman, and he's the only one who's the professional. In all these cases, if the avil is the only person to do the job, in certain cases he could do it in private. Very halacha lemaisa. Let's say there's a professional, whatever, who's an avil. What is he allowed to do during his shiva? You have to know, if he's the only person in the world who could do such a thing, does he have certain heterim to act in private? We'll talk a little bit more tomorrow, also about the Yisr Malacha of Avelis. Yes, sir, Al-Kainam, Rav Shungam Liyah. Rav Shungam Liyah also matters the following. Im Haya Umal Rabim, let's say the Avel is needed by the Tzibur. If he is a professional artisan, Visapar, or a haircutter, or a balon, takes care of the bathhouses, Larabim, V'yagi'is HaRegel, imagine the bathhouse attendant that takes care of the bathhouses not being around Erev Yontif, or the haircutter. You need him. So in all those cases, he's allowed to act even during Shiva, because the Rabbim needs him. Arisin, Machakirin, Vakablanim, all these different types of sharecroppers. Arisin gets a percentage of the profits. Chakirin pays a certain amount to the owner to work on the field. Kablanim gets a set salary. Harelu Yasu, Acherin, Bishvilon. In all these cases, if they're sitting Shiva, other people work for them. They can't work. People who hire out donkeys and camels and boats, so they shouldn't do that during their shiva. But if they already hired out from before their avelus, that's fine. That you're allowed to continue. If somebody is a day laborer, he has to stop. Because the halacha is a day laborer is allowed to cut out on the job, so he's allowed to stop. If somebody gave me some work to do, they gave me a garment to stitch for them, even though I'm getting paid for the job and not by the day, I'm not allowed to do it. So it says, one second, What does that mean? Adaraba, kibolos kidei dami. It's better if you're getting paid by the job, because then there's no time limitation. So what does it mean, even if you're getting paid by the job? So Gemara says, you're right. Ela'ema, ben kibolos, ben shenei kibolos lo yase. It just means, whether you're getting paid by the job or not, you're still not allowed to do this during your days of avelos. One more line. Haysam lachto b'yad acherim b'beiso lo yasu. Let's say, somebody, you're in the shiva house, and somebody else is doing work in your house. Are you allowed to have other people do work in your house, in the shiva house? Shulchan Aruch says no. The Gemara says no. But by Isachar Yasu. But in other people's houses, you can have work done for you, period. There is a discussion the Ramah has in Hilchas Avelos. Can an Avel make arrangements for a job that he wants to do after Shiva? He can't do it now during Shiva, but let's say he's a contractor, somebody who's going to get a job, and if he doesn't get the job now, if he doesn't sign, then he's going to lose the job. The Ramah says that's okay. You can make the arrangements to do the job during Shiva if you're not going to do it until after Shiva. That's, again, the whole Isra Malacha is Durabanan, and they weren't gozer in this case. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll continue.